Yankees and Rangers on Friday in the Bronx had to wait through a 1 hour, 42-minute rain delay for a good pitching matchup. Yu Darvish for Texas and Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees.
And the payoff pitch, Luke Roy takes, strike three, call. And the top of the sixth is over, 0-2, and the pitch struck him out swinging.
The 1-2 pinch. Fastball in there for a call, third strike. How about it? Yu Darvish's last two strikeouts now have come on the fastball. And here's his 3-2 pitch. Judge swings and misses. Here comes Darvish. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out on a breaking ball in the dirt, picked up by Luke Roy. He whips it down to first, and that's how Holiday is retired. 10 strikeouts for Darvish in 7 innings tonight.
And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and it gets away. Here comes Elvis. Here's the throw to Chapman. He's safe at the plate, and the Rangers lead 1-0. And here's the pitch, swung on, and a long drive to right field. Hooking down the line, that ball is gone, and this game is tied. Brett Gardner, a home run threat indeed. His 14th of the year, and it's 1-1.
Setting slowly, the 1-0. Swing and a line drive, center field, base hit. Here comes Sanchez to score. Ball game over. Ronald Torres, with a line drive single into center field, plates the game-winning run. And the Yankees come from behind to defeat the Rangers here tonight by the final score of 2-1 in 10 innings.
The Yankees find a way in 10 innings to pick up a 2-1 win over the Rangers on Friday. The game ended at 12:19 a.m. And after the game, the Yankees designated Chris Carter for assignment and called up Tyler Austin. The Rangers can't close out the Yankees. They lose in 10 innings, 2-1 on Friday in the Bronx. Here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister after the game.
Well, the ninth inning situation against Gardner there looked like they were trying to go in with a fastball, didn't get it in to a really good hitter. Left it out over the, looked like the inner third of the plate. He got enough barrel on it to get it out of the ballpark. There in the 10th, Lowe felt like he still had good stuff in the situation there. Sanchez, good 0-2 pitch down, was able to get enough barrel to get it through the middle of the infield for the base hit. Gregorius ambush a fastball up, was able to allow the runner to get to third. I thought he threw some really good pitches to Carter there to get himself to the two-out situation, and then I think it was just a fastball up out over the middle of the plate to the third baseman. He got a good barrel on it, went over the infield, and I thought Matt threw the ball well, with the exception of the home run pitch.
Do you continue to evaluate? I know you're constantly evaluating, mm-hmm. but do you take a closer look at that?
Well, absolutely. Oh, look, the situation tonight where we were extremely thin bullpen. We had no Kilo, no Leclerc, no Claudio available to us. It was a situation that we were extremely thin out there. Felt like Matt still had quality pitches, but we're always evaluating that situation. And look, this is a guy that's, we talked about the experience level, has got to continue to grind through it. He's got all the stuff, needs to concentrate on quality of pitch.
The series continues on Saturday with Luis Sessa pitching for the Yankees against Rangers rookie Austin Bibbins-Dirks.